The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah. It's for my lady, Mary Jane. I love you, baby. It's for you. If tomorrow all the weed were gone, or I couldn't find a light, and all I had left was the resin that's in my pipe, I give thanks for all the herb that on this earth was planted, and I'd swear I'd never again take my weed for granted. And I'm proud to be a stoner, don't you dare fucking judge me. Drink and smoke your cigarettes, leave me with my weed. Won't you stand next to me and defend the lady of the flame? 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love the herb. God bless the Mary Jane. From the dispensaries in California to the retail shops in Colorado, we're firing up dabs and doobies. We're all gonna get fucking blotto. From Seattle to LA, over to Denver, then to Boston. We're blazing up from coast to coast, 'cause weed is fucking awesome. And I'm proud to be a stoner, don't you dare fucking judge me. Drink and smoke your cigarettes, leave me with my weed. Won't you stand next to me and defend the lady of the flame? 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this herb. God bless the Mary Jane. I'm proud to be a stoner, don't you dare fucking judge me. Shove your judgment up your ass, leave me with my weed. Won't you stand next to me and defend the lady of the flame? 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this herb. God bless the Mary Jane. Oh God, I got a fucking beautiful voice.
This is kind of cool.
Stoner. You can put your weed in there.
Stoner's choice.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit.
No matter how many times I get fucked over by taking a huge bong rip or several right before the show with my voice and whatnot, I continue to do it. I don't learn my lesson. It sucks. This is a Stoner Jesus show. Hopefully it doesn't suck. I'm your host, Stoner Jesus. It's 420, April 20th, 2019. We're live at Stoner Jesus 420 on Periscope and on Twitter. We are celebrating was going to try to be on the air at 420, on 420 Eastern Time, to do a bong rip with you all, but I'm running a little bit behind. It's 428 Eastern Time. I'm attempting live video chat phone calls today on the show. If you're following me on Twitter, at StonerJesus420, I posted how you can call into the show, the password that is needed. You'll need a Chrome or a Firefox browser. Go to vmixcall.com, put in whatever name you feel like you're going by, put in the password that I tweeted out. Bam, I'll see you pop up. Hopefully at some point I'll be able to go to you. I got a little split screen, the whole fucking nine yards. I've never done live call-ins. I've done calls on this video software before. What's up in the Periscope chat room? Kathy, welcome everybody. And so I've done calls and I've recorded calls, but I've never done it live. I've never done a live call-in where it's streaming and recording and all of that. We'll see how it goes. Hopefully well. I don't know. Cut that music. A lot of stuff coming up today. A lot of different stories. All kinds of stuff. We got some 420 related stories coming up. Also a Stoner Jesus poll, which I'll talk about here in a moment. Based on, we're finding out at least what my followers or some of my followers are doing today on 420. Also, I'll tell you the story of the resurrection, because Easter is tomorrow. I used to have a recording of this when I told the story a long time ago. I don't have the recording anymore. Many of you know or you don't know. I don't know. A hard drive that had a bunch of shows and a bunch of recordings and a bunch of clips on is damaged. I need to try to fucking crack it open and get the shit out of it. It's all a whole fucking clusterfuck. Redskins asking in the chat if I am smoking. Yes, I want to give a shout out to my Trailer Park Boys bong. I usually don't break it out very often, but today's a special day. Obviously, I think the last time I smoked it was talking about John Dunsworth dying and playing and talking about the interview I did with him back in the day, Mr. Leahy from the Trailer Park Boys. So all that's coming up. Also, we'll talk about the I don't know, this old, if you didn't hear, this old white lady, this dead white lady, they use her rendition of God Bless America. I don't know why I'm stuttering. They use her rendition of God Bless America at Flyers games and Yankees games and stuff like that. And apparently back in the day, she sung a very racist song, which was a top 20 song, by the way, in 1931. So, you know, people say, we've made progress. I think that's progress at the very least, right? I mean, you couldn't, I'm going to tell you about, we'll talk about the lyrics and stuff later. That song wouldn't fly today. Let's just say that. Person would immediately and obviously and for good reason be vilified if they try to sing a song like that. Also, I normally don't do movie trailers. I used to do like a movie trailer review type thing, but that got boring to me. But a new Child's Play is coming out. One of my favorite movies when I was a kid. It came out when I was like 10 or 11. I forget when it was. I was born in 79, so whenever it came out, that's how old I was. You do some subtraction. And what the fuck is that noise? Sounds like people fucking. Are people fucking in my studio while I'm doing a show? Why wasn't I alerted? Why wasn't I told? Why would they do it during the show? Why wouldn't they do it during my off hours when I can watch and/or videotape? God damn. Fucking killing me. Anyway, welcome everyone. Of course, 420 is a special day every year for obvious reasons. I'm not going to go do what fucking most people do and tell you the story of how 420 came to be and all that shit. If you don't fucking know, you got Google. Or Bing, if you prefer. Maybe Netscape, if that's still around. AOL, I don't know. I use Google. I would use Bing in a pinch, I guess, but I try not to. In any case, I did a poll on Twitter. I want to know what people are going to be doing on 420. Still a couple hours left. I think it's almost done now, but that's the results. 58 votes out of the 1,500 or 2,000 impressions, or whatever the fuck it got, is, you know, odd. I guess most people didn't want to participate, but that's fine. So whatever. The question was, what do you plan on spending the most time doing on 420? 24% said consuming cannabis alone. 62% said consuming cannabis with friends and family. 3% said consuming cannabis with strangers. I guess that'd be like, you know, festivals and outdoor, like in the park, celebrations and stuff like that. And 11% are not consuming cannabis at all, which I guess would include your people who are getting drug tested for their job and such. They're cannabis allies. They're people who appreciate cannabis. They're people who appreciated cannabis in the past and used it and may do so in the future, but for whatever reason, they can't on 420. So, you know, it is it is what it is. But most people are consuming with friends and family. 24%, I guess it's about the number I expected for consuming cannabis alone. Why not? It's fucking... you can do whatever you want. It's 420. If you want to smoke alone, fucking smoke alone. It's no big deal. Well, maybe, I mean, if you get arrested, it's a big deal. But if you don't get arrested and don't get in any kind of trouble, then it's not a big deal. Damn, all my graphics are gone. I took down all my graphics. Where are we at here? There we go. My logo. No, that's not right. There we go. As you can tell, the production quality on this fucking show is top-notch. It is a fucking well-oiled machine. Like I said, go to my Twitter for information on how to call in live on video. VR Revenge says, smoke some weed. Are you listening, bro? Well, I can't hear you. I can read what you're saying in the comments. But I can't hear them in my headphones. You can call in. You check out my Twitter, SternJesus420, if you're watching live. Be able to call into the show. Talk to me. It's the first time we've ever done live calls. It could suck. It could not. It may not work at all. It may completely destroy the stream. I don't know. We'll see. Coming up, as I said, a bunch of stuff. A story of the resurrection. Other stories. We've got some 420 stories coming up as well. If you want to email the show, stonerjesus420@gmail.com. stonerjesus.net for all information on the show, social media links, all that shit. Of course, if your sponsor banner is there as well. If you want to... people are texting me. It's 420. It's 420. I'm on the air. I'm live. I'm trying to do a lot of shit here. A lot of moving parts and whatever. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. If you're on Facebook, search Disciples of Stoner Jesus for our fans of the show, hardcore fans of the show, Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. StonerJesus.net for all things Stoner Jesus. Go check that shit out. Now, it is 420. So, do a couple 420 related stories here. Vancouver apparently is having a problem with their 420 celebrations. And also we'll talk about San Francisco and fentanyl-laced marijuana. It's a term you hear a lot, but it's something you may never have seen because it may not really exist. I don't know. But first, hear the Vancouver story.
It's an annual event, 420, that's unlicensed, unsanctioned, and doesn't have a permit. Still, it draws the crowds at Sunset Beach in Vancouver's West End, and it has a bit of a reputation.
The grass is completely destroyed. There's a lot of garbage that ends up in the sand and in this public park.
When it was around the art gallery, you could smell smoke from like 3 blocks away in every direction. At least here, you don't smell it as much. You get a little wind from the water.
There's not much to see just yet, but in a couple of days, this area behind me is going to be completely transformed with vendors, a huge main stage, and tens of thousands of people.
And this year, a performance by hip-hop band Cypress Hill is expected to draw even more. While marijuana is now legal, smoking in parks isn't, and the event has no permit and no insurance and a giant stage.
I can say I have some huge concerns.
City Councilor Melissa DeGenova says it's a safety issue. She wants to see more plans in place in case of an emergency.
We look at some of the stage collapses of the past. Public safety has to be paramount.
Councillor Michael Weeb says city engineers will make sure the stage is secure, but he says the lack of fencing to keep youth out of the event is a major issue.
Youth drug addiction and drug overdoses is the number one killer of youth in 2019 so far.
Weeb wants on-demand addiction services.
What does that have to do with marijuana? How many youths have overdosed on marijuana? It's probably around zero.
Is for youth on site. Vancouver police say they'll arrest anyone caught selling drugs to minors.
You have paramedics on hand for the youths. They're overdosing on the Mary Jane, the devil's lettuce.
I think the city can't really do anything about it because there's so many people down. Like, there's so many people down here. Like, what, are you just going to arrest, like, all of them? No way.
This Langley resident plans to go, and she thinks it's up to each person to take care of themselves.
You always got to know who you're buying from and what you're buying in specific, because, like, you never know. It's such a dangerous thing.
And with the event just 2 days away, any changes will have to happen quickly. Mickey Cowan, CBC News, Vancouver.
So I assume they're celebrating right now in Vancouver. I don't know how it's going. I don't have any insight to how things are doing. San Francisco is also celebrating, I assume, right now, as are many other cities, stoners and cities around the country and around the world. Here's a story out of San Francisco, a recent story about fentanyl-laced marijuana. Ooh!
San Francisco city officials warning people ahead of tomorrow's 420 party in Golden Gate Park that they say nearly a dozen people were hospitalized last year's celebration of marijuana. And KPIX 5 reporter Wilson Walker is in San Francisco with the details. Wilson?
Yeah, you know, 420 in San Francisco here at Hippie Hill comes with all sorts of problems, on a range of problems, things that are maybe described as a nuisance, things that are really quite serious. Now, there has been talk for a year that last year 12 people sickened here might have been struck ill by cannabis that was tainted with fentanyl. This is a story that has circulated for about a year. I kind of wanted to know, did that really happen?
Please do not buy your cannabis on the street. That a lot of it was laced with fentanyl. You know that is deadly.
There it was again yesterday, the suggestion that the dozen or so people who were rushed out of last year's 420 event were stricken by fentanyl-laced marijuana, something that has been reported for a year now. But we asked the health department, is there any hard evidence that those people were sickened by laced cannabis?
No, I know that that's how sometimes it's been reported. I don't think we know how people got exposed to the opioids they did.
Now, that is not to downplay the dangers of fentanyl-laced drugs. We have seen it claim lives in San Francisco, specifically with tainted methamphetamine, but you heard it from the city health officer there. No confirmed cases of overdose from tainted marijuana. Now, nonetheless, authorities are preparing for every kind of problem tomorrow. This is, after all, an event that kind of happens to the city.
It's not something that we recruit or solicit. 420 happens.
Reckon Park is asking everyone to be a kind and...
It's a great slogan. 420 happens.
Respectful guest.
Treat this park, which is 149 years old, as preciously as it deserves to be treated.
And then there are the problems that swamp surrounding neighborhoods every
Stoner
single
dog.
Year.
Every year this happens, yeah.
City says it will have more police, more buses, more parking control, but they also admit 420 falling on a Saturday will also mean more people.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. It's like any other big event ever, anywhere.
We think the number might be increased 5,000 to 10,000.
5,000 to 10,000 more people on top of what we had last year? Gadzooks. I live
Gadzooks.
In this neighborhood.
That's a t-shirt. 420 happens, : Gadzooks.
And I can assure you that if you did like a survey of San Francisco to see who was going to Tahoe for some spring skiing this weekend, the hate would be dramatically overrepresented. This is a weekend that a lot of people just run away from. So terrible traffic. Do not try to move your car. Don't try to drive through this neighborhood. And for Jaws' sake, if you are coming to Hippie Hill, take public transportation. You have been warned. We are live in Golden Gate Park.
There's a lot of people. There's going to be a lot of people there. There are a lot of people there as we speak. Yes, we get it. He's freaking out. As far as fentanyl-laced marijuana, I don't know. I hear about it a lot. As far as it actually being a thing, I don't know. Is it? Anyway, coming up, got the story of the resurrection. Easter is tomorrow. I'll tell you live with music and everything. The story of the resurrection. You think you, I know some of you are saying, hey, you're saying that wrong. No, I'm not. Shut up. Don't question me. Don't question Jesus. I'm saying it perfectly correctly. The resurrection. Get it? Some more shit coming up. Also during the break, we'll play some past stuff. Easter traditions later from St. Peter coming up in this break. I have a St. Peter voicemail, his Game of Bongs idea. And saying idea, like Game of Bongs idea, I use the word idea loosely. This is more of a frame, an outline that he talks about. It's not really, you know, any good. But really, that could be said about most things that St. Peter does. or says or is involved in. It makes me glad he's not been here for a while. But he does send in voicemails from time to time. We'll play one of those during the break. Coming up on this 420 celebration, the story of the Rez erection and more, live at Stoner Jesus 420 on Twitter and on Periscope. Bravery Iwana in the Periscope chat room, a listener from back in the day. Maybe, I know 2012, maybe 2011, I don't know. Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, somewhere in that era, the early era of the show and the live shows and all that, when we got away from Blog Talk Radio and doing podcasts and started doing stuff on StonerJesus.net and Spreaker. That's where a lot of the regular listeners came in. It's been 7-8 years, man. Holy shit. We're still here celebrating 420. Now, as you can see, you know, video stuff. I caught up with the times, I guess. Anyway, I will retell the story of the resurrection because Easter is tomorrow. All of that coming up. Stoner Jesus Show Live, Chapter 2, Verse 26, the 420 special. Stay tuned. Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on StonerJesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20 and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. That's all one word, StonerJesus, to get 10% off your first order at NextBardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having Hemptations.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing, so are we.
Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
Hey, Jesus, it's me, Peter. Sorry about the background noise, it's a fan. It's really, really fucking loud. Jesus, I know it's been a couple weeks since I, called or whatever, and, want to leave a voicemail. I also had an idea for, something that we could, make money on, or whatever. Like an infomercial idea like we used to do. You know how I, really like that Game of Thrones show, Jesus. Really like that Game of Thrones. The last chick that I was scamming out of her social security check, she had HBO. So I'm, all caught up with all the seasons and stuff. It's pretty cool. Anyway, Jesus, I had an idea. I was, really, really high watching Game of Thrones, and I thought, the thought came to me, I was, hey, What about Game of Bongs? This bitch had like a really nice bong. Anyway, I just took it from there, man. Like Game of Bongs. It'd be like a game, like involving bongs. We can do it on the show. We can like sell a home, like a home version, like Game of Bongs. I got distracted after that, and I really didn't like flesh out the idea or whatnot, like fully. But I do know that I would like, we should have like bongs, like really big, elaborate, beautiful glass bongs that look like dragons, Jesus, like big fucking dragons. It's like the fucking bong's so big, you're like, hey, can I smoke out of this? And like, you know, I don't know if you can or not. It's supposed to be like decorative, but if you want to try to smoke out of it, I guess you can. But it's big fucking massive glass bongs shaped like dragons. And then we like this is where you come in, Jesus. You like figure out how to get the funding for all this and like put together like what the game would actually be, like how they would like play the game to like win the bongs, or they would play the game with the bongs. I don't know, Jesus, I don't know. Like I said, it's your area. Like the ideas of like, you know, putting the game together and figuring out all the logistics and whatnot. You know, I just came up with like, you know, the great name, like Game of Bongs, and then like the big dragon bongs. And you know, that's it. You know, like I said, Jesus, you'll figure out the rest. You're a smart guy. You're a smart cookie. Figure it out. Get some like dramatic, like epic music. Like it plays, and I'm like, Game of Bongs. It's time to play the Game of Bongs. Something like that, Jesus. There's another idea. See, I'm doing all the work over here, Jesus. You need to like pick it up and like add to this and put it together and whatever. Game of Bongs. See what I'm saying, Jesus? Game of Bongs. Anyway, we'll figure it out when I get there. I'll be there soon. I'll be back in the studio soon. It's going to be awesome. First thing we'll put together is Game of Bongs. We'll get that shit going. Jesus, home version, making money. Yeah, Jesus, Game of Bongs. Fuck you, Jesus.
Learning the benefits of proper nutrition, supplementation, and personal development to live a healthy and abundant life. Awaken, adjust, and aspire. High on Healthy. Mondays on demand. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
Are you ready to be inspired and educated by the best of the best in the cannabis industry while enjoying sunny South Florida? Then you cannot miss out on the second annual United States Cannabis Conference and Expo, August 2nd and 3rd at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. The USCC Expo welcomes all cannabis business professionals, medical cannabis caregivers and clinicians, growers and dispensary owners to join us for another can't-miss event sponsored by the radio and podcast leader for all things cannabis, CannabisRadio.com. Learn more at usccexpo.com.
Pear Savant speaks to patients, advocates, and professionals to keep you informed on all the latest trends and advancements in the medical cannabis industry on Alternative Talk, presented by AlternativeVibes.com. Tuesdays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Stern Jesus Show Live, Chapter 2, Verse 26, the 420 Special. Live on April 20th, 2019. We're on Twitter and Periscope at StonerJesus420. All information on the show can be found at stonerjesus.net. Sponsor banners, they're awesome. Go check them out. Social media links, audio version of the show, all that shit. StonerJesus.net. Continue the celebration of 420. You can call in live. You can video chat live. The information on how to do that is on my Twitter. You're watching live at Stoner Jesus 420.
The whole thread tells you what to do. Now's the time, as promised, the story of the Res Erection. The Res Erection. Yes, that's right. I just played a recording of this. I don't have the recording anymore. It's on a broken hard drive or a damaged hard drive. So here we are. I'm telling you again. The story of the Res Erection. So what actually happened is a little off if we're going by the Bible. Some time ago, back in the day, if you will, Stoner Jesus had trouble. He had trouble of the rigidity kind. So there came a time when Stoner Jesus could no longer get it up. I could no longer get an erection. I could no longer get hard. It was flat. It was limp and flaccid like a fucking fish. A limp, flaccid fish. And then I met Mary Magdalene. That's right. Let me say what, that whore? Yes, that whore. But I'll tell you something. Mary Magdalene knew what she was doing. Not many descriptions survive of the real Mary Magdalene. But let me tell you something. Mary Magdalene was stacked. She was stacked like a brick shithouse, as we used to say also back in the day. Big old titties, big hips, big ass, big boom, in your face, boom, boom, right there. Mary Magdalene was fucking hot. So I met Mary Magdalene, she took me back to her pad. I said, Mary Magdalene, there's no use. There's nothing you can do. She whipped up them big old titties. I started to feel something. I started to feel something deep down inside. That something was blood rushing to my penis. Mary Magdalene had brought it back to life. Mary Magdalene had resurrected the penis of Stoner Jesus. Poorly timed and not nearly loud enough. God damn it. Anyway. Stoner Jesus' penis had been res-erected by Mary Magdalene and her big old titties. Big old titties. You know what else I didn't do during that? I didn't put up the fucking graphic. God damn, I did that poorly. You know what? You know what? Fucking stop that. Stop that. That's it. I want to stop for a minute and reflect on how poorly I did that. The story was great. It's fucking great as I always do. I'm a master fucking storyteller. The music, the hallelujah music was off. The timing was off. It was low. And the whole fucking time I'm telling this awesome story and showing off my mad storytelling skills with a Z, I don't have the fucking graphic up there. And now it's too late because the fucking story's over. I'm hard. God damn it. God damn it. I prepared too. Had all prepared. Had all laid out. But not well enough. Isn't that always the way of things? I had it prepared, but not well enough. In any case. It's the real story of the resurrection. It's not the bullshit they put in the Bible. They really, you know, really toned that shit down. There was no mention of Mary Magdalene's big old titties at all. And that's a shame. I think the book was worse for that omission. Stoner Jesus Show Live, chapter 2, verse 26. We got the old dead racist white lady, who racist song, and also, what else? Oh, yeah, the new Child's Play movie. Fucking loved that movie as a kid. They're redoing it, updated, reboot. All that shit. Talk about that coming up as well. Hopefully it goes better technically than the last segment. Again, but look, if you were listening on audio, it wasn't all that bad. The hallelujah was still a little
see what I had to do. I was supposed to go in the hallelujah thing and cut it off. And where it says hallelujah. So when I hit the button, it would just start out as hallelujah right after it said that I got hardened. I didn't do that. I neglected that. And even if I would have, it was too low. I'm supposed to like, boom. People are supposed to be like, oh God, it's fucking loud in my ears, and rip off their headphones or whatever. I don't know. I will reminisce about my failures another time. 420 is not for that. 420 is for other things. Stoner Jesus Show. More shit coming up. We got a new Easter traditions clip from back in the day coming up in this break. StonerJesus.net. Go check it out for more info on the show. We'll be back, bitch holes.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello everyone, Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa, they have indica, everything you need, OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape, they got single seeds, they got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out, Cannabis Seeds USA.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested. Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network, founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Yep, yep. Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus here. St. Peter is with me. He's in his little glass enclosure. What's up, Petey?
I'm my Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So tonight.
Yeah.
By the way, thanks for stopping by. You're a big FM radio star now. And
here we go.
You don't think it's a big deal to come to do this show anymore, but you know. So thank you for gracing us with your presence.
Whatever, asshole.
Fucking douchebag.
Fuck you, dickweed.
So anyway, St. Peter's new Easter traditions.
Fucker.
Got you a list there, Peter?
Yeah, it's right here.
All right. Well, you know the drill.
Yeah.
It's a list.
Yeah.
St. Peter's new Easter traditions. Hit it, yo.
Oh, yeah. Instead of hiding Easter eggs, you can hide, like, dead bunnies.
Mm.
Hide dead bunnies everywhere. And, like, you know, everybody will remember that, man. Like, even especially the kids, and they find some dead bunnies.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's how we're going to start things off, huh?
Hell yeah.
All right.
Yep.
What's the next one, Peter?
Oh, well, if you can hide weed in the eggs. If you're just going to do the eggs, you can put weed in them.
Didn't you do that one before?
I don't think so, Jesus.
I seem to remember some other list. Maybe I have to go look it up, some of the Easter stuff in the last couple of years.
Go look it up, Poindexter.
I could have swore you did the hide the weed in the eggs thing.
That's a good idea anyway, right, Jesus?
Yeah. It's a good idea.
Yeah, well, so there you go.
I guess it's worth repeating.
Fuck yeah.
What's next, Peter?
Well, you can hide behind shit, and then when people walk by, you just, like, you jump out and yell, I have risen!
Ah.
Like, real loud at them.
Ah, that sounds...
Yeah.
Sounds like I might get you punched. But, you know.
Why?
It is what it is.
What do you mean?
If it's you getting punched, Peter, I really don't mind.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
Go ahead.
Asshole.
I was to other people out there, yeah, you might get punched.
No.
I would punch you.
What, really?
Yeah, if you jumped out at me like that.
Oh.
Start screaming at me.
Yeah.
Bam. Right in the face.
Oh my God.
I can punch you in the throat. The throat's the best place.
Yeah.
It'll damage the other person a lot more than a face punch. Plus the throat is softer than say a skull would be, so it's easier on the hand. If you can't get that throat punch in, some people have little throats, then you know. Let's go right for the nose.
So boring.
Drive that fucker right in the brain.
So boring.
That's right. That's what you get. Don't jump out at me, bitch. Try to scare me.
You done?
What if I had a heart attack?
Oh my god.
If I had a heart attack with somebody trying to scare me or saying or screaming at me that they have risen.
Okay.
First of all, that's my thing. I rose. You didn't rise.
Oh god.
You didn't rise from shit. I rose, son. I is risen.
Right.
I is risen.
You is risen.
That's right.
Right.
That's what Easter's all about.
Yeah.
Me being risen.
Indeed.
What's next, Peter?
Oh, you can dress up like zombie Jesus. Like, see if they can become like a thing in your town, zombie Jesus. Yeah, zombie Jesus, bitch.
When you say zombie Jesus, you mean like, you know, the whole nine yards of the blood and the face paint and...
Yeah.
All that stuff?
Yeah.
Like full-blown Halloween zombie Jesus?
Right, right. Full-blown zombie Jesus is going to eat your face off.
Okay.
All right.
I guess it's worth a shot.
Yeah.
Could be a thing. 50 years ago, we could look back on this and see this as the starting point of maybe like the second Halloween of the year.
No, I guess.
Instead of dressing up as different people, everybody dresses up as zombie Jesus.
Yeah. Well, you're...
Okay, anything else, Peter?
You're long-winded tonight, Jesus. Oh, you can get those dead bunnies from earlier, and then you can cook them up for Easter dinner. So you make use of the dead bunnies twice. You know what I mean?
Ah.
Yeah.
Ha. You brought it back full circle.
Yeah, full circle.
Ah.
Circle of life.
You are a genius, Peter.
Oh, indeed.
I bow to your genius.
You're being sarcastic, Jesus.
I take it that's the last one, right?
Yeah, that's it, that's it.
Yeah. It'd be pointless to end. You gotta end with the full circle thing, right?
Right.
Very good.
Yes.
Very good.
Right.
A little comedy 101 from St. Peter.
Yeah.
If you need to be taught about comedy, St. Peter's the man to teach you.
I'm sensing sarcasm, Jesus.
Do you know anything about cooking bunnies, Peter?
No, I've never cooked bunnies. Wait, what are you insinuating?
Okay.
What are you insinuating, right, Jesus?
All right.
I somehow know about cooking fucking bunnies or something.
Not too bad. Bunnies?
I guess.
Need a good diet?
I guess.
Sure.
I don't know.
Let's cook up some bunnies for Easter. Dress like zombie Jesus. Hide some weed and some eggs.
Are you mocking me, Jesus?
Maybe some dead bunnies around.
Are you mocking
some
me?
Some places
what?
Instead of eggs.
Are you mocking me? Are you making fun of me, Jesus, or something? God damn it.
Fun for all ages.
I want to put up with that shit.
That was St. Peter's list
Jesus.
Of new Easter traditions.
You're like mocking
Thanks,
your,
Peter.
Your sarcasm
as
and
always,
shit.
It's been an absolute nightmare to talk to you.
Well, it's been a fucking nightmare
Thank
to talk to you, asshole. You stupid.
And he just keeps talking. Your microphone's off, dude. He doesn't care. He's going to keep talking. Sarah Jesus Show Live. 420 and Easter coming up. So I hope you got some of those traditions down and make good use of them. It's Zombie Jesus Day and 420. Holy shit. It's the bomb, son. We'll be back.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches, premium mixing and rolling pouches, allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's pouchz.com.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice. Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me own crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah. Stern Jesus Show Live, Chapter 2, Verse 26. It's the 420 special. We're live on Twitter and Periscope at Stern Jesus 420. It is April 20th, 2019. Thanks, everybody, for checking out the show today and celebrating 420 with us. It's very awesome of you. I mean, I know there's other things you could be doing, but then again, maybe not. Maybe this is it. And if so, well, still thank you. A couple more stories to talk about before we get out of here. StonerJesus.net, by the way, for all information on the show. Of course, if you want to check us out on Facebook, there's a Stoner Jesus page on there. All social media networks and stuff such are linked at StonerJesus.net. But if you search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook, you can find the group for the show, a group of hardcore fans. First up, some old dead white ladies sang a racist song many, many years ago, and that's why we know her name now. Apparently, people like go to Yankees games and Flyers games know who she is, but I imagine most people do not. Anyway, here's her story.
Kate Smith's God Bless America is a classic. It's the version used by several professional sports teams.
Please join in Kate Smith's rendition of God Bless America.
Now, Kate Smith's version is being banned by the New York Yankees and the Philadelphia Flyers hockey team. The Flyers even covered up the statue honoring the singer who died in 1986. So what sparked the controversy? A fan pointed out that Kate Smith also recorded two songs with demeaning and racist lyrics.
Someone had picked cotton. Someone had a plan to call.
Other lyrics in the 1931 song are so offensive, we can't repeat them.
But I will repeat them. I guess it's the part that they found offensive. The full verse is someone had to pick the cotton. Someone had to pick the corn. That says plant the corn. This says pick the corn. This Fox News story. I don't know. Someone had to pick the corn. Someone had to slave and be able to sing. That's why darkies were born. Apparently that's the name of the song. That's why darkies were born. The top 20 hit in 1931. As I said before, you know, you can't deny that some progress has been made. You know, if Pink came out with a song today talking about the darkies or the coloreds and, you know, why they should be picking cotton, it wouldn't go down well. She'd be rightly vilified and ran out of the industry. So, you know, there has been some progress. I had no idea who this woman was, but apparently she also had another song called Pickaninny Heaven, and her likeness appeared in an ad for baking powder that featured a mammy character. So she was into the whole genre of 1930s racism.
Yankees have been made aware of a recording that had been previously unknown to us and decided to immediately and carefully review this new information, a team spokesman was quoted as saying. While no final conclusions have been made, we are erring on the side of sensitivity. The Flyers said several songs performed by the late Kate Smith contain offensive lyrics that do not reflect our values. God Bless America was written by the great composer Irving Berlin as a patriotic tribute to our nation. The current controversy does not involve God Bless America's lyrics, only Kate Smith.
From Inside Edition. Yeah, I don't know all the lyrics to God Bless America, but I do think it's, you know, free of references to cotton or darkies or things like that, which is a good thing. Obviously. And obviously, they're going to stop playing the song and take down the statue, because why wouldn't you? Why are you going to fight for some old dead racist white lady? You know, she was a racist white lady. We're not going to play her song anymore. We're not going to have statues to her, obviously. And we go on with life. In any case, this next story, this next video, rather. As I said before, I don't do a lot of trailers, but I loved the movie Child's Play when I was a kid. I watched it 30, 40 times. I was like 10 or 11 years old. Just a great old horror movie. It's been updated, rebooted, so let us check it out together.
Andy, I know this move has been really tough, but this is supposed to be a new start for us, remember? You said you were going to try to make new friends.
Buddy can connect to and control all of your Caslin products and smart home devices. Introducing your new best friend.
Mom, I need to tell you something, and I need you to believe me. I think Chucky did something.
As you see, it's updated and with the reboot or whatever, with, you know, the app and his ability to control other electronics and things like that, which may make it better. I don't know. I'm reserving judgment to actually see it. But again, I did love the movie when I was a kid. Back to the trailer for the new one.
Andy, if you know something, you better tell me.
Something's wrong with Chucky.
Buddy can connect to and control all of your camera power.
Chucky is a toy. He could be anywhere.
Welcome to Caslin Car.
We have to stop him. Chucky!
Andy.
The voice, this is again, that's from Entertainment Tonight. The voice sounds kind of close. From what I see of Chucky, it's very different. But again, I'll watch it. I'll reserve judgment. But the old Chucky, the old Child's Play is just a great, great fucking movie. Hope you're all having a great 420, celebrating, and all that. That's going to do it for us. Forget about this bitch. Enjoy the rest of my 420. If you do so as well, wherever you're celebrating. StonerJesus.net for all things about the show. Find the live streams there, links to them. Social media links, sponsor banners, audio shows, all that shit. StonerJesus.net. Nobody called in for the video chat thing. That's cool. Try it again, you know, another time. This is kind of complicated, and it's kind of, you know, you get to a Firefox or Chrome browser, or it's a laptop or desktop. Most people are on phones and mobile, so it's... I expect much from it, but I figured, hell, might as well fire it up. It's 420, bitch. Thanks, everybody, for watching and listening. Keep spreading the word about StonerJesus.net. As always, peace, bitches. Happy 420.